Can the world yet be saved? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 2015 was the year 195 nations finally signed an agreement to attack climate change. But there are no penalties in this agreement, and the only part that's legally binding is that countries must honestly disclose their progress, so the laggards will face public shaming, which might work in the U.S., but what about in countries like China? Sierra Club attorney Steve Hertz, who is at the climate talk, says yes, it'll work in China.
We know that a lot of the pressure for reducing carbon pollution and other air pollutants in China is coming from its own citizens who are fed up with the quality of air in their cities.
Well, they're choking to death.
Those citizens will hold their government to account.
And what would the U.S. have to do to avoid this public shaming?
We have put forward a plan. It's 26 to 28% below 2005 levels.
Whoa. And wouldn't that require closing down entire power plants?
It's fairly ambitious, and it will require closing down the dirtiest and most inefficient plants.
What happens to my electrical rates?
We expect that the costs of energy may stay the same or rise slightly. Efficiency will improve such that people will use less energy, and so their overall bills will go down.
I'd like to get that in writing. Although, if you believe scientists like James Lovelock and a few others, the time to fix climate change was in the 60s. And based on current levels of CO2, they say we're basically on the plus side. That means the electric bill won't matter. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.